Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
The first thing I want to say here is that essentially Quora's Poe, which is a very fast evolving AI chatbot product, right? They have a whole bunch of different AI chatbots that you can try all in the same portal. It's continuing to add a ton of new features, which I think is really kind of keeping both the customers and potential enterprise users really intrigued about what they're building here. Over the past few days, the company has revealed several updates that I think are fairly noteworthy, including an enterprise tier for its premium plan and the ability to search for custom bots within the platform. So in a recent email that they sent out to pretty much everyone that has an account on them, Poe essentially unveiled plans to launch an enterprise package. So although the details are kind of, they're not super transparent on exactly what that means, the offering appears to be a group subscription package aimed at corporations, which would essentially allow employees to access Poe's premium features. So despite the announcement, the company hasn't disclosed whether there's going to be any specialized chatbots tailored for corporate clients. Those interested in the enterprise package can sign up for a waitlist and an option that kind of sets the stage for the company's ambitions in the enterprise arena. I think this is really cool though, whether it's Poe or another platform doing something similar. I think this is going to have some big implications if you consider the fact that enterprises may start buying just like one, essentially a subscription to one platform that gives their employees access to all the different AI models. I think we're going to start seeing people testing out different AI models, finding preferences, finding things they do and don't like about certain things. I, for one, definitely use, I use Poe and I use Anthropic's Claude, different Claude models on Poe for different things, especially if I need a bigger context window, if I need to put more text in there. And then, of course, I use ChatGPT and GPT-4 specifically if I need help with writing social media post content or, descriptions for these podcasts. I use GPT-4 for. I still have to write the titles myself. I got to work on a better prompt, I guess, to give really clear, concise titles that don't sound like too clickbaity or whatever. But in any case, I think there's a lot of implications as enterprises essentially are going to be allowing their users or their employees, their workers, to access a huge host of different products. So Poe has really been kind of pushing the envelope with its localization and customization options. So last week, the platform extended its chatbot's linguistic capabilities by adding Japanese. I think this kind of complements the existing feature launched in April that allows users to create their own custom bots using really straightforward prompts. So to make the discovery of these bots easier, Poe introduced a search functionality specifically for custom bots. So moreover, for those kind of looking to tweak the behavior of their bots, Poe added a temperature control last month, which is really interesting. And they're also offering users the flexibility to kind of regulate the chatbot's responses to be either more varied or more consistent, which is adding another layer of conversational depth. So Poe also introduced a threading feature earlier this month. And this essentially allows users to engage in separate conversations with the same bot for different contexts. This is really nice because, before it was kind of like, if you can imagine ChatGPT, where you have all of your conversations in it, like on the side and in a bunch of tabs on the left hand side. It was like that, but they were all chatbots, and it was like you're trying to figure out. I mean, essentially, like if you went back to an old chatbot and continued a conversation, but you needed a new conversation and be referencing previous stuff. So they fixed that problem, and they're doing a lot of really cool things, right? They're solving this issue of essentially allowing users to test and try out a lot of different AI models in the future. This is really cool. I think they're going in the right direction. I actually will be adding a very similar feature, pretty much everything Poe does, to my AI Box platform in the future that I'm currently working on, because I think it's a really great way for people to, have one specific portal to access a lot of different content. So definitely, I think they're going in the right direction there. I will say that in a move to kind of enhance its bot's capabilities, Po integrated bots powered by the Llama 2 model last month. So this is a technology developed by Meta, and I think this collaboration kind of illustrates Po's strategy to remain at the forefront of the AI chatbot space by essentially leveraging advanced technology. So I think as Po continues to roll out a lot of these updates, it's clear that the company is very committed to offering a feature-rich, customizable experience for its fairly diverse user base, while also setting its sights on really expanding into the enterprise sector. This is definitely a company that I will be following very closely in the future, as they're doing a lot of really innovative stuff and really just making it more accessible for people to access all of the different AI models that are out there, especially non-developers, no-code community, all of those kind of people that want to test this out. Po is typically the place that you would go. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.